Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Pretty big local news story going around today about parvovirus, which obviously impacts on our dogs. And apparently the Wagga region is particularly bad for parvovirus. So we thought we might find out a little bit more on how you can protect your little canine friend, your little Jimmy dog. Joining us, we have Jimmy's vet, Dr. Lynn Bodell from her vet clinic down in Chaston Street this morning.
How you doing, Lynn?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I actually feel guilty having a chat to you because we were meant to take Jimmy in before we went overseas.
we
didn't get a chance to do it. And, of course, we've been away for so long. But he is coming in to see you soon.
What you're saying is Jimmy hasn't had his 20,000K five-year service.
He hasn't had his service. So we better get on to that as quick as we can. Tell us about parvovirus and what it does to dogs.
Well, it's a particularly nasty virus because what it does, it attacks the intestinal system, so it literally strips the lining out of the intestinal system, which means they vomit and they'll pass blood, and your intestines are what protects you from your bacteria that are in the gut. So that then also gets in the bloodstream and causes like a septicemia. And to make matters worse, it attacks their immune system, so they can't fight back.
Wow.
So overall, it's very nasty.
What sort of time frame does this take place? Is this like an instant thing? He's coughing up blood and all that sort of stuff?
Well, it incubates for about 5 to 6 days, and then bang. Suddenly people ring up and say, look, the pup was fine yesterday running around, and today he's quiet, he won't eat, he's dribbly. Sometimes they see the vomiting. They almost lose weight overnight. Not instantly, though, where they get diarrhoea sometimes. That might take a day or so. But they're typically really flat, certainly won't eat, and just sick puppies.
All right, so they're the signs and symptoms that we should be looking for, those sorts of things? Yeah.
And absolutely.
Why is Wagga such an area of concern? We seem to have a lot of parvovirus here.
The bottom line is we don't have enough dogs vaccinated. It's an unfortunate truth, but Wagga is not the most affluent town in the state. And a lot of people decide they'd like a puppy and it'd be a great idea for the kids and don't really consider all the costs involved and vaccinations and things because, you know, the electricity bill comes in and they think, oh, gosh, I'll do that next week or the week after. And it's so important to get the young puppies in particular. Obviously, it's still important for older dogs, but the younger they are, the more susceptible they are to it. And it's also carried by flies. So people seem to think, oh, they'll have their puppy and they'll keep in their yard. And it'll be safe, but we get all the flies in and out, and it'll spread it that way too.
And how is it spread?
Is it spread between dogs, or is it just from flies? Or
it's from what the dogs put out, whether it's a vomit, diarrhea, or otherwise. That's the contagious part. So then, whether it's walked home, whether it's left where other dogs have, you know, been in the park or down the walking track, or whether flies go and land on it and then fly around and land on another dog's food bowl or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's a tiny little, smaller than a dust particle, so it doesn't take much to actually spread it.
Humans can't get it? Because I can come in straight away if you want me to.
Technically not. I can't say it can never happen. There have been a very few cases in immune-depressed people, but as a rule, no, it's not a human problem.
So the key message here, Lynn, is get the dogs vaccinated.
Absolutely. And the frustrating thing for us is if every single dog was vaccinated for 12 months, we wouldn't see it because it only lives in the ground for 6 to 12 months. So it's still there and people get complacent and don't vaccinate and then it spreads on.
Is this time of year the worst time of year to see it, or is it a year-round thing?
We do see it all year round, but it's predominantly when it gets warm and there's more moisture. So that's typically spring going early summer and then probably sort of the autumn times. They're probably the worst times, but we can see it all year.
All right. Vaccinate your dogs, everybody. Parvovirus, particularly bad around Wagga at the moment. Lynn, thank you so much for your time this morning, and I will be seeing you with Jimmy very, very soon. I apologise.
I look forward to it.
And while Potts is in there, new to him as well.
Already been done.
Narelle might pay me to do that.
Yes, that's already been done. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate your time.
Pleasure.
Good on you. Lynn Bodell from her vet clinic down in Chaston Street. Parvovirus. Message is quite simple. Vaccinate your dogs.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.